Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz for Saturday, April 23rd, and a happy Easter to everyone. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. My co-host Mike Reynolds is still on vacation, but sitting in for him is the lovely Miss Cheryl Boone. Cheryl, welcome back.
Hey, Terry, how you doing? Hello, everyone.
Doing well. Thank you for sitting in for Mike.
Oh, my pleasure as always.
All right. Let me welcome to the chat room Mrs. Patrick Bradley. She's hanging out with us in the chat room. Welcome, Lisa. Welcome to the show. Joe from Germany, welcome. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Patrick Bradley's name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with Patrick on 646-716-5485. A self-taught musician who started playing piano at age 8, Bradley's musical endeavors have spanned jazz fusion, smooth jazz, gospel, rock, progressive rock, and classical. His new CD, Under the Sun, was produced by Jeff Lober and includes an all-star cast of musicians. Patrick Bradley, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
Hi. Hi, welcome, welcome. Now, listen, this CD of yours, Under the Sun, as I said, it includes an all-star cast of musicians. So let's start there with how you came to meet all of these musicians.
Well, actually, Dave Koz, who's a dear friend of mine, introduced me to Jeff Lorber. And then Jeff and I kind of talked about the upcoming record. And Jeff ended up producing it, obviously. And basically, Jeff is so connected to all the musicians here in L.A. Through Jeff, we basically got all the other musicians on the record. And it was a lot of fun working with this caliber of musicians.
Well, let's go ahead and list those. Tell us who's on the CD.
Well, we have Dave Koz. We have Eric Marienthal. We have Rick Braun. We have Dwight Sills and Michael Thompson on guitars. We have Alex Al and Nate Phillips on bass. And Tony Moore and Dave Weckl on drums. And Irene B. Is featured on vocals on one song. And David Mann does all the horn arrangements. So it's really, really pleased with how it all came together.
Yes, quite a list, quite a list. Now, this is your second CD, your debut release, Come Rain or Shine. How did that do? And is that that's available on CDBaby.com?
Yeah, that's available at CD Baby and still iTunes. And that was 3 years ago, and it did well. We got a lot of airplay, and actually Eric Marienthal was on that project as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was a few years ago. So it's been a while since I've released an album, so I'm really excited about this one.
All right, good. Okay, Cheryl, you have a question?
Yes, I do. Under the Sun, I understand it's very inspirational to your own life. Can you just tell us how so and how music really has affected your life as a keyboard player?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this project was really inspired by a few things. One of them, reading the book of Ecclesiastes, really is where I got the title Under the Sun. And it's the whole purpose is just kind of to enjoy life and, you know, pursue your dreams and your aspirations and have the freedom to do that. And particularly at the time where I was writing these songs, you know, I was going through some difficult times. Both my parents had passed away, and which is a very difficult thing to do. And we've all gone through the economy downturn and all the effects of that. So during that time, I pretty much turned to my faith, and I didn't want to let all that stuff, you know, strangle me. And so I went to writing, and I created some songs that I would hope kind of inspire hope and, you know, and peace and just goodness. And that was the desire that I really wanted to create with this project.
Okay. And you mentioned you're working with Dave Koz on this particular project. It sounds like his last CD, Hello Tomorrow, and yours, Under the Sun, it seems like you both have similar messages that you were trying to portray, you know, through the both of these projects. Mm-hmm. Did you guys, once you were working together, did you by any chance talk about any of these things?
You know, ironically, neither one of us had ever even talked about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't... I wasn't even aware of what his project was going to be until it came out, because we were both working on the projects at the same time. So when they both came out, it was just kind of funny. It was like, wow, we're kind of same wavelength there a little bit.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Now, Under the Sun is scheduled to be released on April 26th, which is Tuesday, and that is also your birthday. So happy early birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Cool. That's nice. All right. Well, let's listen to some music from this CD, this upcoming CD. The first song I'm going to play, is called A Message. Tell me about this one.
Well, this song was one of the songs that just kind of came together in the studio. Jeff and I were trying to figure out. We had two more songs we had to put on the record, and I was playing a bunch of my stuff, and actually Jeff heard one part in this rather long song, and he just got really excited, and he goes, "We got to build a song around this," so which ends up being the introduction and the whole theme to the song. So we basically, Jeff and I wrote it right there in the studio, and it just kind of came together. So it was fun, and it's a great fun. Almost urban tune. I really like it a lot.
Okay. All right. We are talking to keyboardist Patrick Bradley. His new CD is called Under the Sun. It's scheduled for release on April 26th. If you would like to speak with Patrick, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. And for those in the chat room, if you have a question, please post it, and I will get that to Bradley. This is A Message. right. That was a message from Patrick Bradley's new CD, Under the Sun. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, Patrick, I mentioned earlier that you started playing the piano at 8, and we've interviewed other keyboardists on the show, and when they were young, they would, you know, took piano lessons and they didn't like it. Were you the same?
Well, actually, no, because I went down the path of self-teaching, so I never did have lessons. So I kind of like created my own path. You know, fortunately, my parents didn't mind, and they, you know, eventually they bought me, a pretty large Hammond B3 that actually took up most of the room in the living room. And, so they were very supportive, so it was really cool.
Okay. All right. Cheryl, do you have a question?
Yes. Patrick, Lisa in the chat room was saying that the one part of the song that we just played, that the organ part rocked. And I understand that you initially started out on the organ, correct? Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. How was the transition going from organ to playing the keyboard or piano? Is it pretty much a smooth transition, or how difficult was that?
I mean, piano is definitely a different instrument. And keyboards are keyboards, so all the notes are the same. That's pretty much the same, but the actual physical part of playing a piano compared to an organ is very different. There's a lot more resistance. I mean, there's actual a hammer hitting a string in a piano, so you've got to apply different pressure to get, you know, different tones and whatnot. So, I mean, that part of it takes time to get the different nuances and whatnot. But in general, all keyboards are relatively the same. You just approach them slightly different.
Okay. And also, let's see, your musical background includes, outside of jazz and fusion and all that, gospel, you know, rock, classical, progressive rock. How are you incorporating these into your musical sound today, and particularly to this particular project?
Yeah, this project, I think, really does that. If you listen to different songs, there's certainly different feels. Even the very last song, which is called The Empress of Dalmatia, which is certainly a progressive rock song. And yet there's, you know, smooth jazz songs like Just Let Go, and there's blues songs, there's groove. I mean, I've kind of let all the influences just let it happen naturally. I didn't want to like create an album that just stayed within a boundary at all. So I really just let it all happen naturally.
Great. Got you.
Now, with all of these musicians on the CD, did you all get together in a studio, or did you, you know, send tracks over by the internet? How did you guys come together?
You know, there was a few different ways. It was done in Jeff's studio, where Dave would come by and lay his tracks down, and so basically one musician at a time. But some of it was done across the country. Like David Mann did all his horn arrangements actually in New York, and Irene B. did her vocals in Florida. So there was a little bit of that too.
Okay, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. I thought I was there.
Oh, okay. All right. I heard a clicking sound.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to the next song, which is called Just Let Go. So tell me about this one.
Yeah, this song is really, it's got a special guest, Dave Koz, playing sax, and Irene B. Doing the vocals. And it's a really cool, sexy, smooth jazz song.
All right, this is Let Go from Patrick Bradley's Under the Sun CD.
Thank you.
Now, that is what I call a jazz sexy song. I like that.
Definitely.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
well,
yes, like that.
How did you and Irene B. come to working together to get this particular song done?
Well, Irene does a lot of work with Jeff. So when we finished the song, it just felt, I've always felt like there needed to be some vocals on it. So, you know, Jeff suggested having Irene work on it. So we collaborated and you know, she basically created kind of the grooves and the lyrics and the melodies of that, of the vocal part. And it just came together.
Okay.
I
Definitely
love her
a sexy
voice
song.
On that.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. I love her voice on that. Definitely. Yeah. All right.
It's really great.
So now I wanted to ask you about the first single that's being released on Under the Sun. How did you come up with the decision to release that one and say, you know, not the song, a message?
Well, you know, it was a hard call, and you know, I would talk to a lot of people, and you know, fortunately, there's what I'm being told by several people is there's several songs that could be the single on the album, which
mm-hmm.
you know, I think that's a good problem to have, but it seemed most people that I spoke with really felt that Straight Path would be a good good song to start off as the single. Because it was different enough from everything out there, and yet it was still really accessible and had a really cool groove, and so that's kind of where how we came up with that idea.
Okay, I often wondered how a label or an artist decides on what single to release, because when I listen to a CD, sometimes I think, well, maybe they should have released this one instead.
Yeah,
you know, but you know, and then it's like, okay. Then that next song is released, but sometimes it's like, maybe they should have did this one first.
Yeah, and frankly, we're still listening to stations right now, and it's been fun because there's about four songs being played across the country. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, good, good. All right, well, let's listen to Straight Path. Tell us who's on this one.
Yeah, this one is basically, you know, this one I wrote, and it's got Jeff Lorber playing in the background on Rhodes, and Alex Alice playing bass and does a terrific job. We've got Dwight Sills on guitar and Tony Moore drums, and David Mann's doing all the horn, and basically I'm playing all the piano.
All right. Well, this is the first single being released on from Under the Sun. It's called Straight Path. Thank you. All right, that was Straight Path, the first single being released from Patrick Bradley's new CD, Under the Sun. That CD is scheduled to be released on April 26th, which is also Patrick's birthday. So, Patrick, I just asked your wife, Lisa, who was in the chat room, about her influences on you on the CD. So we're trying to get her to call in now. But tell us, how much did she influence you on the CD?
Well, I mean, Into the Sunset is a song that was written for my wife. Due to my business, we went through a 4-year long distance relationship where I was in Chicago and she was in California. So, you know, we were going back and forth quite a bit, and that was a tough time. And the whole idea of Into the Sunset was, you know, just forget about all your troubles and take the love of your life and, you know, go escape. So, you know, more important than anything, she really gave me the inspiration for that song, and just her loving and support. I mean, it runs completely through the whole project.
Okay, now Miss Lisa, she's on the phone. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Hi,
you made
so
good, then, Pat.
So I asked you in the chat room how influential you were on the CD. So what is your side of the story?
Well, my side of the story is he would bring, like I said, he would come home from the studio with Jeff. And, you know, the songs were just being put together, and he would say, what do you think of this part? What do you think of that part? And I listen to a lot of music, and so I have a listener's ear. So I think I was able to help him tweak a few things that I thought may be a little bit out of place. I'm not a musician in any way, but I do have a good ear. And so he took to my advice to some things. I certainly didn't produce it in any way, shape, or form. But just did some tweaking on it that sounded a little more pleasing to a listener's ear to some degree. And he respected that. Some changes he made, some changes he didn't. But it was nice that he would bounce some things off to me, and it just made me feel a little bit part of it. It was cool.
Oh, good. Okay. Cheryl, did you have a question for Lisa?
No, not right now. I think you kind of hit on it when you asked. I think we were both in the chat room asking the same thing. Mine was just a little more wordy. So you got yours out first, but it was basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It turned out great. He had a great year last year. It was a lot of fun for him. It was very exciting for him to get out of there. It's like he went to college, you know, with Jeff, and just really they hit it off tremendously. Big fans of Jeff for a long time, and then having him in the studio with Jeff was just very, it was just amazing. Like I said, you know, we've been married for almost 28 years. We raised our children, so greater part of that has been him being a husband and father to our children. So this couldn't have come at a better time because there was no time taken away from the kids. So he didn't compromise any part of being a father to them, you know. So now it's his turn, and I'm fully there to help support him through it any way I can.
All right.
Is she sweet or what?
Right. Yes, she is.
You feel pretty good, huh?
You did good, Lisa.
I did good.
Yes, you did good.
No, he's a great guy. He's
That's
a great,
great.
Husband.
So
great
what,
husband.
What was it like? I mean, had you met any of these musicians before that's on this CD and his previous CD? What was that like for you?
Well, I met Dwight, and Lisa, you met Dwight as well, and Dave.
Yeah, on the Dave Cobb cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Rick
All
Braun,
right.
we had met on the cruise as well.
That's actually how we became friends with Dave, was on the cruise. We met him formally through the cruise one time. We were just talking, and they hit it off, you know, from that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you guys going on Dave's?
Yes. Are you going on his European cruise?
Yes, we are.
So jealous.
And the one in Alaska we're going. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm so jealous. Wow.
Come on, cool. It's a blast.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for giving us another little insight to Mr. Bradley. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. She's a sweetheart, Patrick.
She sure is.
She's a keeper.
Yep. I love that.
All right.
Patrick, do you ever, who are your influences, and do you ever get compared to any of the keyboardists that, you know, may have inspired you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my influences go way back, even back to the Beatles. I mean, I think they were some of my first influences. But, you know, from there I kind of went through Elton John, and then I went into the rock scene. And then I spent a lot of time in the progressive rock and fusion, like with players like Rick Wakeman and Keith Emerson, Tony Banks, Chick Corea, and, you know, Herbie Hancock, Jeff Lorber, all those guys, Joe Sample. I mean, you know, that's kind of the guys that I was always looking at, and certainly had a strong influence in my style.
Okay.
All right. Now, this next song, Slipstream, tell me about this one.
Yeah, this is just a all-out fun song. One of my hobbies is road cycling, and Slipstream is, it's one of those things you do on a road bike where you're just jamming downhill and you're in a pack of riders, and this is just one of those songs that it's a lot of fun. It's got Rick Braun playing on it, and he does a tremendous job, and it's got a fun groove.
All right. This is Slipstream from Patrick Bradley's new CD, Under the Sun. right. That was Slipstream from keyboardist Patrick Bradley's new CD, Under the Sun. Patrick, I read that you were putting a band together to hit the road. How's that going?
Yeah, it's all the charts are put together, and so now I'm putting the band together, and we should be out playing this summer. Basically, I'll be putting all that stuff on my website, patrickbradley.net, all the news is out there, or facebook.com, Patrick Bradley Music. All that information will be out there. But, we're putting a pretty good band together right now, and hope to be rehearsing later this month or next month, and should be out in the summer.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, are you on Twitter?
I am.
And is just Patrick Bradley?
I think it's Patrick Bradley 1, I think.
Okay. All right, so you can follow him on Twitter, Patrick Bradley 1. Find him on Facebook, send him a friend request. And the CD, I'm sure, will be available at all the usual spots, Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes.
Right, and that's Tuesday. Uh-huh. Exciting.
Yes. The CD will be available on Tuesday, April 26th, and it is also Patrick's birthday as well. So, again, happy early birthday to you.
Well, thank you very
much. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been great. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. And Lisa Bradley, thank you again for calling in and sharing your love for your husband. Thank you. All right. Well, we will definitely look forward to this new CD coming out, and we'll continue to promote that for you. Much continued success to you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you again for joining us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. That was Patrick Bradley. His new CD is called Under the Sun. It will be available on Tuesday, April 26th at the usual spots, Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. It features Jeff Lober, Dave Koz, Rick Braun, Eric Marienthal, Dwight Seals, Michael Thompson, Alex Al, Nate Phillips, Dave Wuckel, Tony Moore, Irene B., and David Mann, an all-star cast on this CD. So pick that up, support the artists. This is how they make their living. So support the artists and purchase this CD on Tuesday. All right. Thanks again to Lisa and to Patrick. All right, Ms. Cheryl.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about give you like a little, shameless plug?
Sure. What can I tell you,
all right,
Harry? What would you like to know?
Can we talk about the Boone Agency? Because I think it needs to be put out there.
Yes, it does. And I thank you for giving us that shameless plug. The Boone Agency is the place where we want to get the artists heard. We want to get them out there and help them do that by means of doing internet and marketing campaigns, media, contacting media for them, press releases, promotions, whatever will get them noticed and will get them heard. Because there are a lot of artists out there that are great musicians, not only just musicians, but authors and anything of that nature that need to have that extra little push and that extra added touch to them to let people know, hey, I'm here, I'm good, I don't have the big boys behind me, but I'm still worth listening to, so give me a shot.
I agree. And where can they contact you?
They can reach me at Cheryl@theBooneAgency.com. Or I'm also on Facebook. I'm on Twitter as The Boone Agency on both.
Okay.
And,
all
of
right.
course, the website is www.theBooneAgency.com.
Okay. All right. So that's The Boone Agency. So if all you artists out there looking for a little extra help with your music and your career, give her a call. Check her out. Go to the website and check it out. And, see what she can do for you. I want to thank you again for sitting in for Mike. He is still on vacation. I think he's on his way back home this weekend, though. He will be
definitely
back.
Definitely miss Mike. Definitely miss him.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So he will be back on Monday, April 25th. We will be talking to trumpeter Marcus Williams, who lives in Bali. Now, he moved from St. Louis to Bali. So I definitely want to know how that happened. But he will be calling in from Bali on Monday, which is going to be Tuesday morning for him, to talk about his new CD, his current CD, Smooth Talking. So we're looking forward to talking to Marcus Williams about that. And I also want to give a shout-out to Kwame's Musiquarium. He's been doing some reviews on Talking Smooth Jazz, and he reviewed a couple of shows that we did. He did a recent review on Walter Beasley's show and on Tony Redd's show. Now, this is an artist. He is an artist himself, but he is not really crazy about the smooth jazz genre. But he does listen to the show, and he's written some reviews on the show. You can see those reviews on TalkingSmoothJazz.com on the drop-down menu under News. You can read his reviews. And I also want to say congratulations again to all of the Oasis Contemporary Jazz Awards winners. Those awards were given out at the Seabreeze Jazz Festival. The Carters purchased the awards because apparently the Oasis were going to destroy them. So the Carters purchased the awards and presented the awards to the artists that were there performing. So I will read off the list to you. Catalina Island Jazz Festival won for Best Festival. Brian Culberson picked up 6 awards for CD of the Year for 12, Song of the Year for That's Life, Collaboration of the Year, Entertainer of the Year, Keyboardist of the Year, and Male Artist of the Year. Boney James, Entertainer of the Decade. Cindy Bradley, who killed it at Seabreeze. She was so good, and she's so cool. She is such a cool lady. She won New Artist and Brass Player of the Year. Mindy Abear was another artist at Seabreeze. She killed the show as well. Female Artist of the Year. Foreplay got Group of the Year. Spagatini's won Best Venue of the Year. Producer of the Year went to Jeff Lober. Peter White, Guitarist of the Year. Sheila E., Percussionist of the Year. Jonathan Butler, Vocalist of the Year, Dave Koz, Saxophonist of the Year, and Marcus Miller won for Bassist of the Year. So congratulations to all of these artists on your win. That's so cool, so cool. All right, so Ms. Cheryl, you have anything to add?
Just that it's always my pleasure to sit in with you and or Mike, and thank you.
Well, thank you for sitting in. For him. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I want to thank those in the chat room, the guests, Joe from Germany and Miss Lisa Bradley. Thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us. Tomorrow is Easter. We will not be on tomorrow, so happy Easter to everyone. And you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Cheryl Boone.
All right, Miss Cheryl. We look forward to talking smooth jazz with you on Monday with Marcus Williams. Until then, keep it smooth.